Robin Beasley here for 98.9 MyFM and Oldies 99.7. I am at the Simcoe Legion today, and I am meeting with Lieutenant Rogers, the commanding officer of the Simcoe Cadets. So tell us a little bit about what they do in Cadets.
Well, the program is aimed at fitness, citizenship, marksmanship, organization, and leadership skills. Experience gained in practical settings, as well as classroom settings.
And what age does somebody have to be a cadet?
At least 12, and no more than 18. So when they turn 19, they're too old and have to retire.
If somebody is interested in having their kid join cadets, what is the process? What does that look like? Where do they start?
They can come down to the Simcoe Armory, which is on Grigg Drive, on Wednesday nights from 6:30 to 8:45. Bring a health card and a birth certificate, and there's some paperwork, and they can have a look. There's no pressure to join. It's free, and then they can see whether it's for them or not.
So there is no cost to being a cadet?
No, there's no cost. If we go on a trip or an exercise, food's provided. There's no real need to have any money to do anything.
And what about the uniforms? What do they wear? I see, obviously, you're here. You're in your camo. What would they be wearing in cadets?
Well, there's a cadet uniform. Actually, there's two Army cadet uniforms. There's a field training uniform, which is similar to what I'm wearing. And then there's a dress uniform for more ceremonial occasions, which you would see being worn by the kids who are doing poppies. And that's provided as well.
So poppies, that's one thing that the cadets do kind of outside of the Wednesday evenings. What else do they do throughout the year?
We do weekend exercises and single day exercises, which could range from sports or bushcraft, you know, loosely stated camping, these sorts of things. And there's marksmanship, sports and fitness nights, drill, like marching. And we take part in community events such as the Poppy Campaign, Legion Dinners, the Remembrance Day Parade, things like that.
And what kind of kid do you think would find being a cadet to be a fit for them?
Any child, I would say, boys or girls. I don't know if I can name a type. It's surprising. Some kids get involved and it's not for them. Other kids you think, they're not going to like this, but then they do. I don't know if I can give you a type.
And so do you find that this teaches these kids discipline, and do you find that maybe that might scare some kids away a little bit?
No, I think that a lot of kids are actually looking for structure and discipline. And aside from that, not that this is a discipline-heavy program, I should say, but the organizational and leadership skills that it teaches are valuable in everyday life, like eventually in work life, school. I think it helps a lot of kids in their future endeavors, as well as potentially becoming community leaders. That's the real goal of this program, is leadership.
So once they graduate from the cadets program, is the hope that they'll go forth and join the reserve, join the Army?
Some do. It's not a recruiting program as such. I think that if they do go on and do that, it has helped them make an educated choice about whether or not to. There's certainly no pressure. And as I say, it's not a recruiting program. It's surprising who does go on and join. You never know.
And do you find the program to be heavier towards young men signing up than, say, young ladies?
Probably there are more boys than girls, but I think it's not biased in that way. It's just stereotypes, perhaps. I think it's a program for everybody. Girls excel. I've known a girl that won many marksmanship awards, wound up going over to the Rangers in Britain and having the highest average over the summer.
So they do get the opportunity then to go to ranges and to learn how to use some of this equipment.
Yeah, as you stay in the program, you get more and more responsibility, more and more opportunities. You can, in Army cadets, you can actually get your parachute wings. You can actually be a fully trained parachutist. And your wings are the same wings that you would have if you were in the Army. If you go on into the Army, you get to keep your wings.
And so these kids actually get to go and do parachuting?
Yeah, some of them. It's rare because the fitness requirements are arduous, let's say. But it is possible, in the same way that if you're in the Air Cadet program, you can get private pilot's wings. So one of our officers is a pilot for Air Canada, and she was an Air Cadet, and now she flies.
So would you say that cadets is physically demanding at all, or is it something that anybody of most fitness levels could do?
No, anybody, any fitness level, you might wind up doing different sorts of things or having different interests, but it's for anybody. There's no requirements or anything like that.
And what would you say to a parent or a child who is sitting there thinking, I wonder if cadets is for me?
Well, come and have a look. Come out on a Wednesday, see what you think. As I say, there's no pressure, there's no cost, the uniform or anything else, and you can see if it's for them or not.
And is there anything else that you would like to say about the cadets program?
Well, thanks for the opportunity to discuss this.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.